Hi, and welcome to Missouri Athletic Club Connections, a podcast highlighting Missouri's only premier athletic club. The MAC is recognized as the foremost private club in St. Louis, known for attracting exceptional people and enriching lives for generations. At the club, we create extraordinary experiences in all aspects of club life in the spirit of excellence, service, and tradition. Today is a very special day for me. We're going to be discussing club connections, specifically with Katie Dooley. Katie is the membership and marketing director at Glen Echo Country Club, and I'm so happy to have you here today, Katie.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I do like the fact that the title is not quite there. It's like there's about 10 more things you do at the club at least, right?
A few hats.
Just a few more hats to wear than that. So, but so glad you're here. And obviously, we've known each other a while, but this collaboration with Glen Echo in the MAC has been going on for a while too. So let's talk about some of that. So first of all, Glen Echo Country Club has a very long history, similar to the MAC, being here in St. Louis. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about that history of Glen Echo Country Club?
Absolutely. So the club was founded in 1901. So long, rich history of tons of things that happened over the years. Most prominently, and one of the things that the club's most known for, is hosting the Olympic golf matches in 1904. And I think that's a big thing that connects the MAC with Glen Echo is that we both took part in the 1904 Olympic Games and World Fair, and that kind of bridged this gap between the two clubs. Since 1904, obviously, many, many other things have happened. But there are so many things from those Olympic golf games that have just really been stamped into the property. We named a lake after the finalist from the United States who ended up losing the match on that lake, but Egan's Lake. And we fly the Olympic flag over the course.
The torch.
We burn an Olympic flame out front. So we obviously treasure that history and that piece of the club. But our goal now, and has been for the last few years, is to look forward and what else can we do and what's on the horizon for us. And how can we continue to make the club better and better and pay homage to that history?
Yeah, well, wonderful. And I think that's great. Like you said, I mean, literally, you can't do anything about it. The two clubs are forever tied together with that link, both tied together for the same purpose originally. So wonderful, wonderful, rich history. So now you've been there for several years. So since joining Glen Echo or the Glen Echo leadership team, how's the club grown and changed under your tenure? What have you watched happen in the last few years?
So I joined Glen Echo in 2018. I've been in the club industry in St. Louis for 25 years, but just started there in 2018. And when our current team arrived, we had a lot of work to do. There were a lot of challenges that the club had been facing over the years. And the board decided to build a really strong management team to address some of these challenges and move the club further into the future, into a stronger future. So our current team really evaluated every aspect of the club. What were we doing well? What did we need to work on? Mm-hmm. What could we do better? And we set a lot of goals, a lot of lofty goals. And one of the first things that we were working on was this partnership. It had been there, but how could we make it better? How could we grow the program? How could we make it more beneficial to both clubs? So that was a big piece that was within the first 2 months that we attacked head on. We also started evaluating the golf course. What were the needs out there? The golf course obviously is the biggest driving force for people to be at the club. It is the highlight. And so thankfully, the golf course was one of the things that needed the least. The course condition has and always will be fantastic. The course layout is great. Very minor things to address there. One big piece that we are in the midst of is cart path restoration. And so we've completed phase one. We'll start phase two this summer and finish with phase three next summer. And that's a huge undertaking and something that we're very happy we're finally getting accomplished. Other than that, it was just minor things out on the golf course. The clubhouse needed some TLC. So we have gone through room by room, and we are at our last three spaces right now of renovating. So clubhouse is looking great. We continuously work on staffing and building and having the right people in the right places doing the right things.
That's easy right now. Everybody is looking for jobs. Nobody
has any issues
no
with
open
that
positions.
Right. so that is continuous for us. And, you know, we've really worked hard on making the member experience better and better every day. That is ultimately our goal. It's our goal, I think, of most people in our industry is the member experience. And so a big part of that is this partnership and what else we can offer to the membership. So when we continue and as we continue to evolve this, you know, it's just more that we can offer to our members. You know, when you can come in and say, not only do you have this clubhouse, but you have two additional clubhouses that you can visit and utilize. And I think we both enjoy the crossover and the additional support of each clubhouse and the services that are available there. So the member experience obviously is number one, and one of the best things about Glen Echo, and when I arrived, one of the things that drew me in the most were the members, and the members that had this this just passion for the club and for what the club was and for what they knew the club could be. And so that has been also a huge goal of ours, is to give the membership that had loved and supported the club through so many things the beautiful club and the beautiful experience that they deserved. And it's a very intimate community within the Glen Echo membership. And so that's always our goal, to grow the community. And as we partner with people, we need to make sure that there's the same community mindset. And so I think that's why this has worked so well, because I think the MAC is great about that as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of that traditional and value, a lot of those things overlap really well. I don't
100%.
Think, you know, again, I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but I don't think the, you know, Glen Echo was necessarily looking for some collaboration. They were looking for a specific collaboration, you know, something that made sense and fit. No question on that, I think. Yeah. And speaking of that dual membership that we offer, so good point. I was just thinking about this as you were talking, that when you started, it had to have been, we probably only had around 40-ish maybe?
Correct.
So somewhere around 40 Missouri Athletic Club members, 40, of course you would remember the exact number, but 42 Missouri Athletic Club members that had that dual membership, and they were members of Glen Echo Country Club as well. And now we stand at, and you're going to know the exact number, but
125.
It is 125. I was going to say that. I thought I'd be wrong. But we're at 125 today. So significant increase, and really towards the end goal, which is to get it 145. So we only have about 20 spots left in that. And that's a real finite thing. And that's going to be wonderful for everybody. So there is a very, very nice change since you've been there. In that aspect as well, is growing that dual membership for sure. So again, we talked about that. You've already talked about how that's sort of added to, I think it's a better way to say it than changing the Glen Echo culture, is the MAC collaboration has added to the culture and the environment at Glen Echo. I think that's fantastic. So the weather's nice. The golf course looks beautiful. I think a lot of people at the Missouri Athletic Club take it for granted, because when it's time to play golf, we just leave the MAC and we go out there and the course is gorgeous and we play golf. What's all involved with that? How easy is it? Nobody just snaps their fingers and you're ready for golf season, right?
Not at all. so the golf course and the golf course maintenance, it's a year-round job. Yeah. I mean, in every, especially in the St. Louis climate of the highs and lows and unpredictability, it's just – you just never know what you're going
to
get.
Yeah. Little known fact to some people that if you talk to agronomists, I'm saying that word right, they will tell you across the country that the hardest place to manage a golf course is the Midwest. Like, we are literally it across the country, toughest place to manage the course and take care of the golf course. So
absolutely, because we get every extreme, and sometimes in a week's time.
Exactly, like last week or the week before.
Absolutely.
Right.
So we have to, you have to have hardy grass that can handle the super cold temps and sustain throughout the winter. And we even get a fair amount of winter play in St. Louis, but it's a tricky thing, and everyone doesn't always understand. If we have just a random nice day, that doesn't automatically mean the golf course is open, because we are always thinking about, okay, what we do today is going to impact what the course is going to be like and how those greens are going to roll in the middle of summer and the height of the heat. So that's always in the forefront of our superintendent's mind, who he's a genius and he's amazing at what he does and the hardest working man I've ever met in my life. Joe does a great job. He has a passion for that golf course. He has so much love and dedication, and it's very apparent in how hard he works, but also you get to reap the benefits of that from the course condition. And his whole team, the team at our grounds building, has been there. I don't even know how many centuries, if you added them all
combined
up.
How
many years of tenure they have down there, but it is significant.
Yeah.
And they have a passion for what they do, and they've invested so much of themselves into it. And we get to reap the rewards of that by having a spectacular golf course. They were blessed with a great design. The old school golf courses are one of my favorites. I know they're one of your favorites as well. You get so much personality, so much character, so much out of the golf course that it just makes it fun to play over and over and over again. People always ask me that question, do people that join clubs get bored playing the same course over and over and over again? And I try to remind them, you know, how many times you ever make the same shot on the same
hole?
Well,
that's what I was going to say. Like, you know, if you just literally take hole number one, that's, you know, every single time, do I end up far to the right and have a nice approach to the green? Absolutely not.
100%. You
know? So literally one hole can be played 100 different ways.
Exactly.
In 100 different rounds of golf.
And you will find places on that golf course that you didn't even know
existed. Oh, exactly. So. Unfortunately, I find too many of those.
But our team has been working really, really hard to prep for a great season through a spring that has been
weird.
Very weird. And not really a lot of spring at all. And now all of a sudden it's summer and 90s, and which has been good. The course is greened up great. It's looking amazing. The greens are rolling fast. They're ready for a great summer and for all the golf that's to be played.
Well, perfect. Well, again, I know that our members have been out there, but they're going to be out in full force very soon. I'm positive of that. So so speaking of golf and our golfers, we've got the MAC Golf Tournament. So typically our foundation's fundraiser type of an event. That'll be coming up this summer. So how does Glen Echo look at that? You know, is that a fun day for Glen Echo just like it is for us? Clearly it's some work too, but tell us a little bit about that tournament.
So working on that is... it's better than most because, you know, because of the relationships that we have and that we've built between our two teams. Yeah. And we know each other, and we look at it as, you know, this is, we want to put as much into it as we would for an event that we were doing for our members as a whole. You know, because there's so much overlap and there's so much collaboration, not just on the membership aspects, but we collaborate on a lot of other things. And so, you know, as we look at this event, it's something that we want to make just as spectacular as we would for something that we were doing for our membership. And so we've already started planning. I was just talking to Katie a few minutes ago, and she said that she was just emailing some of my team about the event. And it's a fun one. And we all, there's a lot of events that I stay up in my office and I don't go out and talk to anybody, but this is not one of them. I will go out and visit and talk to everybody.
Well, yeah, and I think even the ones that aren't in our dual membership program, I think the other nice thing, as opposed to some other tournaments that might happen, is you know almost everybody that's out there.
100%.
You know, it's kind of like it's just the extended family coming over.
Absolutely. It is more like a Glen Echo member tournament than an outside event with a bunch of strangers.
Right.
And we know what to expect. And and I think the MAC team knows what to expect and knows that they can count on us to do whatever needs to be done to make it a successful day for everyone.
Yeah.
And so we love hosting it. I think everybody loves coming out for it.
Absolutely.
So I think all,
including our staff. I mean, we have an abundance of staff that just shows up because it's fun to be out there for the day. And,
absolutely.
You know, it doesn't matter. What do you want me to do? You know, drive a beverage cart around, sit by a cooler, you know, sell raffle tickets. It doesn't matter. Everybody likes being out there. It's just such a fun day.
Or get called in to sub for a...
Play a
little golf.
You could always do that too. So I always have the clubs just in case.
Just in case.
Well, that's again a wonderful event. We always look forward to that coming up as well. So again, we have so many members that are proud to be at Glen Echo. They're proud to say that that's their country club. And we talked about those dual membership numbers. But what does that program, that specific dual membership program, what does that do for Glen Echo?
So it's really helped with membership growth as a whole. So I've had, you know, kind of two avenues to grow the membership.
Yeah.
Through the dual membership program and then through joining Glen Echo directly. And it's been wonderful because they've kind of grown at the same pace.
Yeah.
And so, you know, now we're looking at full membership, like what, how many more members can we handle?
Yeah.
How many more members can the golf course handle? We're very mindful of the numbers because one of my members' favorite things, and when I talk about my members, I include dual members. They are my members.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at those numbers, we're very mindful of course accessibility.
Yep.
That's what members love about Glen Echo, is that they've always had an opportunity, because the membership hasn't been massive. They've always had an opportunity to go out and play when they want to play. And there's, you know, not this thing of you can't ever get a tee time. You can't play on a Saturday morning. So we're being very mindful of that as we grow. But the fact that we're to a point now that we're talking about, okay.
Even thinking about it.
What's the number? And so that's exciting. That's exciting that we've had that growth and we're to this stable point where we're considering that. And then it's been great to see how much the members who have joined the dual program have really thrown themselves into Glen Echo and who we are and what we do.
Yeah.
We had a table at our foundation fundraiser. So we have a historic preservation foundation, and we do a gala every year.
Mm-hmm.
And there were all kinds of dual members that participated in that. And, you know, and we do this for each other for when we have these fundraisers that, you know, the MAC donated to our auction, and we always donate some golf to auction. So it's so nice to know that we have that additional support for the club and for the preservation of Glen Echo's history. That's been amazing. Event participation is fantastic with the dual membership. And it's also nice for all of our events. So holiday events and things like that members have options, and where, you know, the MAC might not be able to accommodate something, we are happy to step in when we can, and vice versa. So when we fill up on something, do you have space for something?
Right,
and really take care of the Glen Echo MAC members as a whole between our multiple clubhouses. So that's been great as well.
And speaking of events, always have to ask one fun question. What is your favorite event at Glen Echo? What is your favorite thing all year at Glen Echo Country Club?
So we do have two really big events that are a lot of fun. Our member guest invitational. The invitational is great, and a lot of people talk about how that's the highlight at every club. One thing that we do in addition to that is called Echo Fest, and it's our member tournament.
Sure.
Members look forward to that. all year long, and it's all members. I love meeting guests and things at the member guests.
Sure,
but there's something to be said when it's, you know, it's all members just mm-hmm. out to have a good time, enjoying their club, their course, little competition.
Friendly competition.
but that's a fun one. EchoFest is something that people talk about all year round mm-hmm. And all are already, you know, when they join, like, okay, make sure you like start working on your partner for EchoFest,
because
that's going to be a big one. You'll want to get that nailed down. So I think that's fun.
Yep.
Invitational's great and I love it. And we have a really good time at that too, but.
And I think, you know, this is a fun thing. This is kind of a peeking behind the curtain of those people who work in the club industry. But there are certain events like those kind of tournaments that really truly are fun for the staff as mm-hmm. well. There's something to be said for the fact that when a staff member is watching the members have so much fun, it rubs off and you really just enjoy being there. You're happy to be part of it. It might be an insanely long weekend and a ton of hours, maybe not a lot of sleep, but it's just still fun to be there, right?
It absolutely is. And it's also fun to see when we roll out something new or have a fun surprise.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Love to see their reaction.
Right.
Because that's been something, too, that has been that's very different and unique about Glen Echo is the gratitude and the appreciation that the members show back to the staff on a regular basis is it's very different and a wonderful thing to experience. The number of times that I get thanked for doing my job that I just happen to get paid for has amazed me, especially from the members who've been there for a long time, who have mm-hmm. seen the ups and downs and ridden the waves, the gratitude that they have for the things that we are accomplishing now and the places that we're taking the club. It's been a wonderful thing to experience and receive from them. So,
well, you just keep going right into the next questions. This is perfect. So the final question I want to ask you is, what is on the future horizon? How is Glen Echo evolving and what do you see coming down the road?
So part of our goals when we were outlining things is to continue to make a name for Glen Echo and do some new things. So this year we have partnered with the APGA and we'll be hosting the APGA event kind of in conjunction as a lead in to the Ascension tournament that is being hosted just across the street from us by our neighbors. So we're collaborating on this and that's important to us is that, you know, as we are rooted in North St. Louis and we've been there forever and we want to do as much for the community around us as we can. Part of our Historic Preservation Foundation even includes some of the neighborhood around us. Yeah. And one of the initiatives is community outreach. So we are working on this APGA tournament will be great and fantastic. We are working with the community to kind of grow our caddy program and see that develop over time and experience and giving an opportunity for some youth who may not in the community experience what golf is and how it works, but an opportunity to do that. And so that's been fantastic. And ultimately, you know, our goal is just every year make the member experience better and better. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what's coming up for us now, and just continue to grow and flourish and make a name for Glen Echo that is bigger and more than what we've done in the past and more about what we're doing now and where we continue to head. And I hope that the partnership with the MAC continues to grow and flourish. And I think it will. I think we're moving in a very strong direction to continue to do a lot of things together and a lot of great things together and collaborate on more and more. So we'll see where that goes.
Well, perfect. Well, again, we look forward to it as well. You know, it's a wonderful partnership and we hope that nothing more than big new announcements and great things to come and better enhancements to the course and our club downtown. So we look forward to that for some time. So, Katie, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast today. So if you want to find out more information specifically about Glen Echo, you can reach Katie Dooley. You can call the club at 314-383-1500. But if you really want specifics about the dual membership program, you can also start with me. You can call Rodney Stoyer directly at 314-539-4429 here in the membership office at the Missouri Athletic Club. But Katie, thank you so much for being on today. This was fun.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.